Radio 700WLW.com.
All right, got ourselves a Friday, a guest standing by, and I hear from listeners from time to time, when are you going to get Ronald Wineland back on the program and talk about the end times? As he's been in a position to prophesize the beginning of the end of the past, and we ought to get ourselves up to speed. We are now in the final 3.5 years. The final 3.5 years. And it's got nothing to do with the economy or politics or anything of that nature. Ronald Wineland, great to have you back on the program, and how you doing?
Doing great, thanks.
Not the first time we talked, but we spoke probably a year and a half ago, and you were talking about the beginning of the end occurring last April, and I think at the time you were in Israel preparing for the beginning of the end?
Well, actually, I think that was probably more like back in March, somewhere in there, because I went back and listened to part of the program there, and it was just before I was going to Israel, April the 17th, to be there on that weekend, or that particular week.
Okay, yeah, so you were in April for the momentous event.
For the beginning, exactly.
That you were anticipating, and then it didn't happen.
That's exactly right.
And I think when we spoke the first time, you said, if it doesn't happen, I will just simply label myself a false prophet and move on. But instead, you believe that something did happen later in the year.
Well, it's happened throughout the year, just like the book 2008, God's Final Witness. It is about a witness that God has been giving throughout the entire year of 2008, and it was God's last witness to mankind. And God has actually just given us more time and sense of a period of time, about 8 months, where everything has been moved up. But it all still began in 2008, and indeed, I did believe at one point in time there that everything would begin on April 17th. But God later revealed that there's more to be done here, and why, and so forth, and actually pinpoints perfectly the actual return of Jesus Christ in May the 27th of 2012, and those things I've been talking about for a long time here now. So anyway, yeah, I'm glad to be able to discuss some of this.
Well, why would God have to bump dates?
Well, there's a part of it. It's not a matter of bumping dates. It's a matter of furthering revelation, and also he's working with his world. God has a desire.
No, he's pretty much in charge of it.
Absolutely.
He's working with it.
If he works with something and reveals something of why he's made a change, it's not wise to argue with that. It's better to try to understand why and what's taking place and what's happening. I understand, you know, there are a lot of people out here, and probably most of the ones that are contacting you are ones who want me to make a statement, I'm a false prophet. I can't do that. I am what I am. And God's continuing to reveal more things to me. We're already deep into the 3.5 years in the sense of what's already begun, starting with December the 14th. And it's...
Well, let me make this point, because you made the point, you know, whatever, back in 07 when you were on the program, that if April 17th was the original date, whatever it was, that whatever happened that day was something we would all notice.
No, I did not. I did not say that. I went back and listened to the exact program. I just listened to it this morning. I listened to the entire 18 minutes when I was on with you, and I made some very specific statements, and I said that would be the beginning of the end, the last 3.5 years. It's not the end of the world. It's not the something specifically that would happen on that day. As a matter of fact, it's very much covered in the book.
Well, I'm not saying the world was going to end on that day, but something momentous transpire.
I'm trying to get to that. The second trumpet is when I told you that something of a magnitude that would be nuclear in this country, that people would not be able to escape, that people would be able to recognize. But before that time, it doesn't mean that people are going to see any big event take place. I've written about it in the book. I post things every week, lectures that are over an hour and a half long on the website, explaining all these things. And people seem to be more concerned about wanting me to say that I'm a false prophet, and I can't do that. Everything is going exactly according to plan. Everything is already happening. The very things that people, it's like people would like to see a nuclear weapon.
Let me make this point, because you say everything's going according to plan. Things really didn't when you were in Israel. You felt had to explain to some
people.
They're
going according to God's plan. If God makes a change in something because he's granting greater mercy to people to have more time to listen, to be able to repent, to change, to be able to have opportunity to be saved into a new world, then that's a good thing. It's just
What happened December 14th?
Well, December 14th was when the first trumpet of the last seven trumpets was blown. There are seven trumpets that are going to be blown. The second one is when nuclear devices will go off in this country. And even back then, just before April, I told you in that particular interview that we would have a period of about 45 to 90 days. That also has changed. That's been extended to possibly up to a year. It's going to depend on how people respond this year because of what we're in. We have a period of time in this country. We are going down the tubes. What's happening right now is exactly what I told you in that program. I said we're going to have an economic collapse this year before the year is over. And with AIG and all the things that are happening, these are the exact things that are going to humble this nation. It doesn't mean that people are going to become humbled by it, but it's going to bring people down. Everything that people trust in, government, president, the president that was elected, as though he's going to come and save everybody and change everything around and take us out of this, is not going to happen. We're not going to be able to put any kind of money into. There's no plan. There is absolutely no person, no plan, no government, no system that's going to be able to save people from what we're going through right now. We are in a global economic collapse, and it's going
that's a crisis, but not a collapse.
Oh no, it's a collapse.
What hasn't collapsed? I'm at work.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, you're at work. How long are you going to be at work? You think you're going to have?
Well, 92% of Americans are at work today. Yeah, it hasn't collapsed.
Well, you think that's going to last all year? You think?
I don't know how long it's going to last. It may go up. It may go down.
Well, Mike, this is the whole point: is that in time you're going to be able to acknowledge that it collapsed. It has already collapsed. Our system has collapsed. It isn't working.
Listen, if I'm at work and when I leave here, I can go to the mall and the gas station
and do all the things I have.
Well, it hasn't collapsed. If it's up, it's functioning.
You ought to talk to some others who have lost their jobs, the hundreds of thousands of people.
And that happens, unfortunately, but that's not a collapse.
Well, I mean,
might as well say that this began in 1980. We had a collapse in the 1980s. We had a collapse in the 1970s.
No, but this is a prophetic collapse, and that's what's taking place right now. That's my point, is you cannot turn this around this time. You cannot put $100 trillion into this and make it work. Where's it going to come from? That's the whole problem. It's a matter that this entire system is not working. Even this morning, MSNBC or whatever it is. Anyway, they were talking about going through and discussing some of these things and making comments about this entire system. Well, we may not have to change the entire economic system. Well, that's the whole problem. They're talking about the possibility of changing the entire system because it doesn't work. It's not working. We finally come to a time in this country where the proof is in the pudding that we're not going to be. Yes, we've had different collapses.
Actually, the system works tremendously well, better than any other system on Earth.
Yeah, it's not, Mike.
Is there a system on Earth that works better than this one?
Yeah, but it's not being practiced.
Where is it?
It's God's. It was done in Israel.
What's God's system?
Well, it is
God's economic system?
That's exactly right. Economic laws, there are laws in motion that regulate everything of mankind, but nobody wants to listen. And that's the problem. Nobody wants to obey God, and that's why these things are happening, and that's why this time it is a collapse. It's just
I wouldn't say nobody. Certainly we have people all over this world who want to obey God but just don't happen to practice his economic system.
Well, there's a lot more to it than the economic system of obeying God, but the whole point of all this is that this whole process has begun. It started December the 14th in the sense that we are in a spiral right now that we cannot stop. It's going to continue to go down until there's absolute total demise in the economy. We are not going to be able to survive this. The dollar is going to become absolutely worthless in time.
So if we bump back up by September, will you come back on the program?
You can call me anytime you want. I'll tell you exactly what's happening in the world at that point in time.
Let me ask you this. When do these premonitions or whatever come to you? Do you meditate? Do they come to you in your sleep, driving down the street? At what point in your day do you have these revelations?
Well, I don't know if that's pertinent or it, what do you want me to say? There's a bush out here burning and it's talking to me and revealing things.
Along those lines, yes. Where does it come from?
Well, it comes from God. It comes from God's Spirit. How can I tell you something you haven't experienced? I can't tell you that. It comes into the mind and how God communicates with human beings. He doesn't have to verbally talk to a human being to reveal something. He reveals it in the mind, whatever he desires. So at different times...
But what if other people say that he's talking to them and telling them something completely different?
I guess we'll have to wait and see if what they say comes to pass, won't we? That's the proof of a prophet, whether it comes to pass or not. And so nuclear devices are still going to go off in this country. It's just, it's an amazing thing here. It's almost as though people, they get so riled up about some of this because they don't want to hear that there is no way out of this economic collapse, that there is, the United States is not coming to an end, that I have to be wrong about what I'm saying. It's not a matter of wanting to be right about it. I don't like this. I don't enjoy it one bit. I don't enjoy the fact that there are going to be hundreds of millions of people die throughout this earth. But the Church of God has been praying and fasting that we might be able to be given more people to be able to be saved through all this. And so some things have changed in timing. Even before the second trumpet is going to blow, when a nuclear device or nuclear devices do go off in this country, because of those petitions, God has revealed that because of that, He has extended the time beyond 45 to 90 days.
Approximately when will the nuclear devices be going off?
He may give us up to a good year before that happens. It's going to depend a lot on people and their response. And if people can't be humbled by this economic collapse we're going through right now, then it's going to come sooner. Because this world is going to be humbled. It's going to be brought down. And it's a matter of what man is doing to himself. God's just holding it back. He's just keeping it from happening right
now. What is man doing to himself that he hasn't done previously?
Well, right now he has nuclear weapons, and he's going to use those nuclear weapons. That's what is going to happen in this country. We're going to have nuclear devices go off. And when they go off, it starts a spiral that happens very quickly after that. It's man's doing it to himself. God is not forcing anyone to come out here and explode nuclear weapons. He's not forcing Europe to come together. I'll tell you what, the world is getting to a point right now where it loathes the United States because of what's happening, because they see that they are tied into our economic system, and they can't separate themselves from it, not even Russia.
Well, we're tied into theirs, too.
They're tied specifically to ours, first and foremost. We're the cause of it, not them. They have followed some of the same principles. They've tied themselves into the same greed, the same problems, the same process. And because
they haven't tied themselves into our greed. They're as greedy as anybody else.
Well, sure they are. But we're the beginning of it all. And we're the ones, you know, they can't separate themselves from what we're doing. This has started here in the United States. It didn't begin over there. It didn't begin in Europe. It didn't begin in China. China's doing well.
They have their own economic problems. I'd rather live here in this system than over there.
Well, so would I. I would, too. I'd rather live in a great country like this that God has blessed and made it what it is, but God's just taken away His blessings now. We don't have His blessings anymore.
So God's an Indian giver.
He made promises. He made this country great. He gave us what we have. We didn't do it. We, the people, didn't do it. God did it. But we haven't acknowledged that God gave us this great country and that He sustained it all this time. He has kept us afloat. He has helped us to come out of these depressions and so forth when they've happened in times past and now the world wars.
Well, He did that, then He put us into them, too.
Well, he's taken the blessings away now, and this is exactly what's prophesied, and because of that, that's why we are in a collapse right now. A collapse is when you can't get up. You can't get up this time.
Well, I'll tell you what, can I get a break in here and you have time for a phone call or two? How about that? The one website I have for you is endtime2008.com. What's your other one?
It'll take you to the same spot.
All right, endtime2008.com. My guest is Ronald Weinland, back in a flash. This is 700 WLW. Mike McConnell, my guest is Ronald Weinland. Looking ahead to the end times, and what was a book you had a few years back, Ron?
Well, the last one here is 2008, God's Final Witness.
2008, God's Final Witness. Because a few emailers have sort of brought this up, and I have to agree, it's almost like you sound excited about the end of time, or excited about the fact that the economy tanked roughly 8 months after you thought something was going to happen, because it's giving you some impetus and some credibility.
I've been saying this for years and years and years. We're going to have in 2004, my first book came out. I said we're going to have a global economic collapse. And I said it would happen within 4 years. It's already happening. You know, 2008, that's exactly what's taking place. I'm not excited about these things. I'm not excited that we're going to have a great world war. There's going to be a lot of suffering and so forth. But I'm also at a point in time here because of my job and so forth that I'm not playing games with people anymore. I'm not, I don't have to give a defense for different things that are here.
Who wins the world war?
Nobody does. God's going to stop it all. The whole point is that we're coming to a point in time here where if people don't start taking things seriously and start coming to a point where they humble themselves and start obeying God, there are going to be a lot more people die. My concern is that more people be able to live. And
is it most people are doing that you see that suggests to you that they're disobeying God?
Well, they this country has disobeyed God from the get-go. You know, God, Israel,
well, I get up and go through my day, and most people treat me decently. They seem to treat others decently. They're good people. They take care of their kids and all that.
I'll tell you the major places they are, and that's why people hate what I'm saying. That's why you get different ones calling in and so forth that hate and disgust of the things I have to say. I teach that the Trinity is false, that the Catholic Church is a false church, a great false church. God calls it a whore in Revelation.
Well, they don't care what you think.
I know they don't, but they don't care what God thinks. That's the whole point. I'm a prophet of God, and they don't listen to the prophet.
Again, if somebody is a Catholic and they live a good and decent life and they treat people well and they take care of the sick and they do the things Christ would have done as he walked the earth, I don't think God's a hair splitter.
Yeah, he is. When it comes to obeying him and obeying the Sabbath day, you won't even obey the seventh day Sabbath that God makes clear throughout Scripture. You won't obey it. God made things happen on this particular earth.
Won't obey it? Who are you talking about?
Most of the people in this world. Traditional Christianity doesn't obey the seventh day Sabbath.
Do you really think he's splitting hairs as to which day?
That's not a matter of splitting hairs. It's a matter of acknowledging.
God's not a hair splitter.
Well, that's your God. Your God isn't a hair splitter. My God isn't a hair splitter either, but he does require obedience. And that's just one of all kinds of things as a way of life. It's like adultery. You know, there are people out here that call themselves religious, and they go out and have affairs. What is the percentage of people in this country who go out and have affairs? It's horrendous. People don't obey God. It's like you can go down to...
Most of them do, most of the time.
No, the vast majority of people do not obey God, and that's the problem. You ought to read the books and understand why. Why false religion and what has happened? And Jesus Christ condemned the Jews in his day. They didn't get better.
I don't believe in a God that's like the guy who trained my dog. I don't see it that way. Time I say sit, stand, sit. I mean, it's important for dogs. I don't think people need that.
You know, God wants happiness on the earth. He desires that people live in peace and happiness. We don't have that. And the reason we don't have
it. I'm being peaceful to everyone. Try to make people smile once or twice a day?
Yeah, well, you'd be able to have them smile a whole lot more if everyone lived according to God's way of life, because that's the only true way that works. That's why.
Well, what if they're living according to God's way and they're miserable?
Well, that's their choice.
Maybe.
If they don't want God's way of life, that's a choice that God offers to mankind. He doesn't force his way down our throat.
All right, well, listen, I said I'd at least work in one caller. I got to do that in the limited time we have. Jason, what do you have, please?
Yes, sir, Mike, good show. I just had a question for him. How does he trump God's word, and where God says no man knows the day nor the hour of the coming of the Son of Man, and he somehow has got it at May 27th, 2012? I'm just curious on that, and where it also says in God's word that he said, I change not, and maybe he's reading a different Bible.
Need a quick answer from you here, Ron.
What he's asking about here, God changing not, I guess that was the second question here, but it depends on what he's talking about, what God changes. God allows for repentance, that allows for change. He changes his punishment then for people who repent.
His point is, and yes, the Bible says that no man knows the day, the time, whatever. No.
And that's exactly true. No man knows the day or the hour unless God reveals it.
You kind of threw out a day.
And yeah, that's because
God revealed it.
Yeah, let me finish the statements here. You know, everybody wants to pin me to the wall here without listening to what God has to say. In Amos, it makes it very clear that before he does anything on this earth, he first reveals it to his prophets. I am an end-time prophet. There are two end-time prophets. I am one of them. And that's the exact reason that God has chosen this method to tell people when these things are going to take place.
I have limited time. When's the next event I can look for that might fall into line with your belief system here?
Well, it'll be nuclear weapons going off in major cities in the United States.
Within a year?
I'm not going to give you a time frame.
Well, you said God might give us as much as a year.
That's
what you
right.
Said 5 minutes
he
ago.
Might give you as much as a year. He might give you a little bit more. Depends on your response. Just like today here on this program.
I don't plan to do anything about nuclear weapons. My response is that's out of my hands. I'm not in charge of them. Nothing I can do.
That's right. When they happen, they happen.
They do.
Maybe you'll listen then.
All right, Ron, your web address again is endtime2008.com.
Correct.
You thinking of updating that to 09? Leave it where it is for now. Endtime2008.com. Ron Weinland, thanks for your time, and we shall do it again.
Thank you.
All right, so long. Nice serious stuff there at the end. Let's get a pause, a news update, and more. 700 WLW.